Masechet Kelim Perek Yud Zayin Mishnah Dalid. We started talking about in this perek if there's a hole in a container made out of wood that we measure the container with rimonim, with pomegranates. If a pomegranate could fall through the hole, the container is not usable anymore and is therefore tahor going forward. Let's elaborate on that. Mishnah says, Harimonim she'amru shelosha ahuzin ze bazeh, says the Mishnah. The rimonim that we mentioned in Mishnah Aleph, that if a hole in a container made out of wood, that we measure it with pomegranate holes, is talking about three pomegranates pressed against each other. If one of the pomegranates are pressed together, would fall through the hole, the container is tahor. When you have pomegranates pressed against each other, there's a certain pressure that they put against each other so that each one is holding the other one in place to some extent. So therefore, none of them would fall through the hole that a single pomegranate would normally fall through. So the hole here would have to be larger than even if you only have one single pomegranate in there. And that's the size that we're talking about in Mishnah Aleph that would break the container, that would consider it broken, and would make it tahor. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel omer, Benafa ubichvara kedeshi tol vihalech, says Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel, that there are some containers that will become tahor with an even smaller hole than we mentioned. When talking about a sifter or a sieve, we say that the item that we're talking about is tahor if the hole is large enough, so that if you have three pomegranates pressed against each other, one of them would fall out if you were moving around the sifter or the sieve. If you're walking with it, the pressure caused by the movement would make the movement of the sifter would make a pomegranate fall from a hole that's smaller than a hole that would fall from in a stationary container. Ubkupa kedesh yafshil le'ahorav. In the case of a basket, it's tahor if the hole is large enough that if one of the three pomegranates will fall out if he slings it over his shoulder to his back. So same thing over here, the movement, it would cause one of the pomegranates to fall out, even if they're all pressed against each other. It's a smaller hole than the start of the Mishnah that we mentioned. Now we'll talk about wooden containers that are too small to be used for pomegranates. At what point are these containers considered to be broken and no longer fit for use, and therefore tahor? Ushar kol hakelim she'enan yecholim lekabel rimonim, all other smaller containers that cannot be used to hold pomegranates, kegon harova, like a quarter kav measuring container, that's six eggs, v'hatzi harova, or a half quarter kav, three eggs measuring container, hakinonim, haketanim, or small sifters, shi'uran beruba, the size of a hole that makes them broken and tahor going forward, is a hole that covers the greater part of them. If a hole covers most of the height or most of the bottom of the container, it is tahor. Divrei Rabbi Meir, this is the opinion of Rabbi Meir. Another Tana is going to disagree, and he's going to say it depends where the containers became broken. Rabbi Shimon Omer Bezetim, says Rabbi Shimon, the containers are measured by their ability to hold olives. If they have a hole in the bottom that an olive would fall through, their tahor, even though the hole does not cover most of the bottom. If Ritzu Shi'uran Bezetim, if their walls became broken near the bottom, the size of the hole that makes the containers tahor is also measured by olives. If an olive would fall through their tahor, nigmemu shi'uran b'mashehen. But if they became chipped or broken on top, we say that if they have any ability to hold any amount whatsoever, if there's still any form of walls on the container, they could then hold a small amount and the container remains tameh, remains a utensil. In other words, when you have a hole on the top, it doesn't really affect the rest of the container's ability to be a container and hold something. So therefore, if it has the ability to hold something, it's still a container, it's a utensil, and therefore it still has the ability to become tameh.